The Road Less Traveled. By M. Scott Peck. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Road Less Traveled is a book written by M. Scott Peck, a psychiatrist and best-selling author. The book was first published in 1978 and has since become a classic in the self-help genre. In the book, Peck outlines his philosophy on life and how to live it. He argues that life is difficult and that the only way to truly grow and develop is to accept this difficulty and to take the road less traveled. He also argues that the only way to truly find happiness is to accept responsibility for one's own life and to make conscious decisions about how to live it. Peck begins by discussing the concept of love and how it is essential to a meaningful life. He argues that love is not just a feeling, but an action that requires effort and commitment. He also argues that love is not just a feeling of pleasure, but also a feeling of pain. He believes that in order to truly love someone, one must be willing to accept the pain that comes with it. He also discusses the importance of discipline and how it is necessary for growth and development. He argues that discipline is not just about following rules, but also about making conscious decisions and taking responsibility for one's own life. Peck then moves on to discuss the concept of delayed gratification and how it is essential for a meaningful life. He argues that in order to achieve success, one must be willing to delay gratification and to work hard for what one wants. He also discusses the importance of faith and how it is necessary for a meaningful life. He argues that faith is not just about believing in something, but also about having the courage to take risks and to trust in the unknown. He also discusses the importance of commitment and how it is necessary for a meaningful life. He argues that commitment is not just about making a promise, but also about following through on it. Finally, Peck discusses the importance of self-discipline and how it is essential for a meaningful life. He argues that self-discipline is not just about following rules, but also about making conscious decisions and taking responsibility for one's own life. He also discusses the importance of forgiveness and how it is necessary for a meaningful life. He argues that forgiveness is not just about letting go of anger, but also about understanding and accepting the mistakes of others. The Road Less Traveled is an inspiring and thought-provoking book that encourages readers to take the road less traveled and to make conscious decisions about how to live their lives. It is a book that encourages readers to accept responsibility for their own lives and to make the effort to find true happiness. It is a book that encourages readers to take risks, to have faith, and to make commitments. It is a book that encourages readers to practice self-discipline and to forgive. It is a book that encourages readers to take the road less traveled and to make the effort to find true happiness. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Discipline is essential for growth and development, and it is necessary to make difficult decisions and take responsibility for our actions. Main idea number 2. Love is an active process of giving and receiving, and it requires effort and commitment to nurture and sustain. Main idea number 3. Delaying gratification is a key to success, as it allows us to focus on long-term goals and develop self-discipline. Main idea number 4. Problems can be solved through careful analysis and creative thinking, and it is important to take the time to understand the underlying causes. Main idea number 5. Growth is a process of self-discovery and personal development, and it requires us to be open to change and challenge ourselves. Main idea number 6. Life has meaning when we find purpose and direction, and it is important to take the time to reflect on our values and goals. Main idea number 7. Responsibility. Taking responsibility for our actions is essential for personal growth, and it requires us to be honest and accountable for our choices. Main idea number 8. Self-awareness. Self-awareness is the key to understanding our motivations and behavior, and it is important to be honest with ourselves and recognize our strengths and weaknesses. Main idea number 9. Acceptance. Accepting ourselves and others is essential for healthy relationships, and it requires us to be open to different perspectives and experiences. Main idea number 10. Balance. Balance is necessary for a healthy life, and it is important to find a balance between work and leisure, and between giving and receiving. Main idea number 11. Communication. Effective communication is essential for healthy relationships, and it requires us to be honest and open with our feelings and thoughts. Main idea number 12. Forgiveness. Forgiveness is an important part of healing, and it requires us to let go of anger and resentment and move forward. Main idea number 13. Faith. Faith is essential for finding meaning and purpose in life, and it requires us to trust in something greater than ourselves. Main idea number 14. Commitment. Commitment is necessary for achieving our goals, and it requires us to be dedicated and persistent in our efforts. Main idea number 15. Self-esteem. Self-esteem is essential for personal growth, and it requires us to be confident in our abilities and recognize our worth. Main idea number 16. Empathy. Empathy is essential for understanding others, and it requires us to be open to different perspectives and experiences. Main idea number 17. Integrity. Integrity is essential for personal growth, and it requires us to be honest and consistent in our actions. Main idea number 18. Courage. Courage is necessary for facing our fears and taking risks, and it requires us to be brave and have faith in ourselves. Main idea number 19. Gratitude. Gratitude is essential for finding joy and contentment in life, and it requires us to be thankful for the blessings we have. Main idea number 20. Self-care. Self-care is essential for maintaining our physical and mental health, and it requires us to take the time to nurture ourselves. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. In his book The Road Less Traveled, M. Scott Peck emphasizes the importance of discipline in our lives. He argues that discipline is essential for growth and development, and it is necessary to make difficult decisions and take responsibility for our actions. Discipline is not only about following rules and regulations, but also about developing self-control and self-discipline. It is about learning to make the right choices and taking responsibility for our actions. Discipline is also about developing a sense of responsibility and respect for others. Peck argues that discipline is essential for personal growth and development. It is about learning to make the right choices and taking responsibility for our actions. Discipline is also about developing a sense of responsibility and respect for others. Discipline is not only about following rules and regulations, but also about developing self-control and self-discipline. It is about learning to make the right choices and taking responsibility for our actions. Discipline is also about developing a sense of responsibility and respect for others. Peck believes that discipline is essential for achieving success in life. He argues that discipline is the key to achieving our goals and dreams. Discipline is about setting goals and working hard to achieve them. It is about developing a sense of responsibility and respect for others. Discipline is also about developing self-control and self-discipline. It is about learning to make the right choices and taking responsibility for our actions. In conclusion, discipline is essential for growth and development. It is necessary to make difficult decisions and take responsibility for our actions. Discipline is not only about following rules and regulations, but also about developing self-control and self-discipline. It is about learning to make the right choices and taking responsibility for our actions. Discipline is also about developing a sense of responsibility and respect for others. Main idea number 2. Love is an active process of giving and receiving. It is not a passive emotion, but rather an intentional act of kindness and care. To truly love someone, we must be willing to put in the effort and commitment to nurture and sustain the relationship. This means being present in the relationship, listening to the other person, and being willing to compromise and make sacrifices when necessary. It also means being honest and open with our feelings, and being willing to forgive and accept our partner's flaws. Love is not a one-way street, but rather a two-way exchange of care and respect. When we are able to give and receive love in this way, it can be a powerful and transformative experience. Love is not always easy, and it can be difficult to maintain over time. It requires patience, understanding, and a willingness to work through conflicts and disagreements. But when we are able to stay committed to the process of loving another person, it can bring us a deep sense of joy and fulfillment. Love is a beautiful thing, and it is worth the effort to nurture and sustain it. Main idea number 3. Delayed gratification is an important concept in achieving success. It involves the ability to resist the temptation of an immediate reward in favor of a larger reward in the future. By delaying gratification, we can focus on our long-term goals and develop self-discipline. This is especially important in today's world, where instant gratification is often the norm. In his book The Road Less Traveled, M. Scott Peck explains that delayed gratification is a key to success. He argues that it is essential to be able to delay gratification in order to achieve our goals. He states that it is important to be able to resist the temptation of immediate gratification in order to focus on our long-term goals. He also explains that delayed gratification can help us to develop self-discipline, which is essential for success. Delayed gratification is an important concept that can help us to achieve our goals. By delaying gratification, we can focus on our long-term goals and develop self-discipline. This is an important concept that can help us to achieve success in today's world. Main idea number 4. Problem-solving is an essential skill in life, and it is important to take the time to understand the underlying causes of any problem before attempting to solve it. The Road Less Traveled by M. Scott Peck outlines a process for problem-solving that involves careful analysis and creative thinking. This process begins with understanding the problem and its context, and then breaking it down into smaller, more manageable parts. Once the problem is broken down, it is important to identify the root causes and brainstorm potential solutions. After this, it is important to evaluate the potential solutions and select the best one. Finally, it is important to implement the solution and monitor its progress. By following this process, it is possible to effectively solve any problem. Main idea number 5. Growth is a process of self-discovery and personal development that requires us to be open to change and challenge ourselves. It is a journey of exploration and learning, and it can be both exciting and daunting. Growth involves taking risks, pushing our boundaries, and facing our fears. It is a process of trial and error, and it requires us to be resilient and flexible. Growth is a process of self-reflection and self-awareness, and it requires us to be honest with ourselves and to be willing to accept our mistakes and learn from them. Growth is a process of growth and transformation, and it requires us to be open to new ideas and perspectives. Growth is a process of growth and development, and it requires us to be patient and persistent in our pursuit of our goals. Growth is a process of growth and evolution, and it requires us to be open to change and to embrace the unknown. Growth is a process of growth and progress, and it requires us to be courageous and to take action. Growth is a process of growth and fulfillment, and it requires us to be mindful and to appreciate the journey. Main idea number 6. Life can be a confusing and difficult journey, but it is important to take the time to reflect on our values and goals. When we find purpose and direction, life has meaning. It is essential to ask ourselves what we want to achieve and how we want to live our lives. We must be honest with ourselves and strive to make our lives meaningful. We must be willing to take risks and make sacrifices in order to reach our goals. We must be willing to challenge ourselves and push our boundaries. We must be willing to accept failure and learn from our mistakes. We must be willing to take responsibility for our actions and be accountable for our decisions. It is important to remember that life is a journey and not a destination. We must be willing to take the time to reflect on our values and goals and make sure that we are living our lives in accordance with them. We must be willing to make changes and adjustments as needed in order to stay on track. Life has meaning when we find purpose and direction, and it is important to take the time to reflect on our values and goals. Main idea number 7. Taking responsibility for our actions is an important part of personal growth. It requires us to be honest and accountable for our choices, and to accept the consequences of our decisions. It means recognizing that we are the ones who are in control of our lives, and that we are responsible for our successes and failures. It also means understanding that we are responsible for our own happiness, and that we must take ownership of our lives in order to achieve our goals. Responsibility also means being aware of our impact on others. We must be mindful of how our actions affect those around us, and strive to make decisions that are beneficial to everyone. We must also be willing to take responsibility for our mistakes, and to learn from them. Taking responsibility for our actions is a sign of maturity, and it is essential for living a meaningful and fulfilling life. Main idea number 8. Self-awareness is an essential part of personal growth and development. It is the ability to recognize and understand our own thoughts, feelings, and behaviors, and to be aware of how they affect our lives. Self-awareness allows us to take responsibility for our actions and to make conscious choices about how we want to live our lives. It is the foundation for developing a sense of self-worth and self-confidence, and for creating meaningful relationships with others. Self-awareness is not something that comes naturally to everyone. It requires effort and practice to become more aware of our inner thoughts and feelings. We can start by taking time to reflect on our experiences and to identify our values and beliefs. We can also practice mindfulness, which is the practice of being present in the moment and observing our thoughts and feelings without judgment. As we become more aware of our inner world, we can begin to understand our motivations and behavior, and make conscious choices about how we want to live our lives. Self-awareness is an important part of personal growth and development. It helps us to understand our strengths and weaknesses, and to make conscious choices about how we want to live our lives. By being honest with ourselves and recognizing our own thoughts and feelings, we can take responsibility for our actions and create meaningful relationships with others. Main idea number 9. Acceptance is an important part of life. It is essential for healthy relationships, both with ourselves and with others. To accept ourselves and others, we must be open to different perspectives and experiences. We must be willing to accept that not everyone will think or act the same way we do. We must be willing to accept that we may not always agree with each other, but that we can still respect each other's opinions and beliefs. We must be willing to accept that we are all unique individuals, and that our differences should be celebrated, not judged. Acceptance is a key part of creating strong, meaningful relationships, and it is something that we must all strive for in our lives. Acceptance is not always easy. It requires us to be open to new ideas and to be willing to let go of our preconceived notions. It requires us to be willing to listen to others and to be willing to compromise. It requires us to be willing to accept that we may not always be right, and that we may need to change our views in order to create a better understanding. Acceptance is a process, and it takes time and effort to truly accept ourselves and others. But it is worth it in the end, as it leads to healthier, more meaningful relationships. Main idea number 10. Balance is an essential part of life. Without balance, life can become chaotic and overwhelming. It is important to find a balance between work and leisure, and between giving and receiving. This balance allows us to be productive and successful in our work, while also allowing us to enjoy our leisure time and to give and receive in relationships. M. Scott Peck, in his book The Road Less Traveled, emphasizes the importance of balance in life. He states that balance is necessary for a healthy life, and that it is important to find a balance between work and leisure, and between giving and receiving. He also states that balance allows us to be productive and successful in our work, while also allowing us to enjoy our leisure time and to give and receive in relationships. Finding balance in life is not always easy, but it is essential for a healthy and fulfilling life. It is important to take the time to assess our lives and make sure that we are finding a balance between work and leisure, and between giving and receiving. This balance will help us to be productive and successful in our work, while also allowing us to enjoy our leisure time and to give and receive in relationships. Main idea number 11. Effective communication is essential for healthy relationships. It requires us to be honest and open with our feelings and thoughts. We must be willing to listen to the other person and be willing to express our own feelings and thoughts in a respectful manner. We must also be willing to accept the other person's feelings and thoughts, even if we don't agree with them. Communication is a two-way street, and it is important to remember that both parties must be willing to compromise in order to reach a mutual understanding. In The Road Less Traveled, M. Scott Peck emphasizes the importance of communication in relationships. He states that communication is the key to understanding and resolving conflicts. He also emphasizes the importance of being honest and open with our feelings and thoughts, and of being willing to listen to the other person. He encourages us to be patient and understanding, and to be willing to compromise in order to reach a mutual understanding. Effective communication is essential for healthy relationships. It requires us to be honest and open with our feelings and thoughts, and to be willing to listen to the other person. We must also be willing to accept the other person's feelings and thoughts, even if we don't agree with them. Communication is a two-way street, and it is important to remember that both parties must be willing to compromise in order to reach a mutual understanding. By following the advice of M. Scott Peck in The Road Less Traveled, we can ensure that our relationships are built on strong foundations of effective communication. Main idea number 12. Forgiveness is an essential part of healing. It requires us to let go of anger and resentment and move forward. It is a difficult process, but it is necessary for us to be able to heal and move on with our lives. Forgiveness is not about condoning the wrong that was done, but rather about understanding and accepting it. It is about releasing the negative emotions that have been holding us back and allowing ourselves to move forward. It is about understanding that we are all human and that mistakes are inevitable. It is about recognizing that we all have the capacity to make mistakes and that we can learn from them. Forgiveness is not easy, but it is necessary for us to be able to heal and move on. It requires us to be honest with ourselves and to accept the wrong that was done. It requires us to be compassionate and understanding towards ourselves and towards others. It requires us to be willing to forgive and to let go of the anger and resentment that we have been holding on to. It requires us to be willing to take responsibility for our own actions and to learn from our mistakes. Forgiveness is an important part of healing, and it is essential for us to be able to move forward. It is a difficult process, but it is necessary for us to be able to heal and move on with our lives. Forgiveness is not about condoning the wrong that was done, but rather about understanding and accepting it. It is about releasing the negative emotions that have been holding us back and allowing ourselves to move forward. Main idea number 13. Faith is an essential part of life, and it requires us to trust in something greater than ourselves. In his book The Road Less Traveled, M. Scott Peck explains that faith is necessary for finding meaning and purpose in life. He argues that faith is not just a matter of believing in something, but of actively engaging with it. Faith requires us to take risks and to trust in something that we cannot see or touch. It is a leap of faith that requires us to have courage and to be willing to take risks. Peck argues that faith is not just a matter of believing in something, but of actively engaging with it. He suggests that faith is a journey, and that it requires us to be open to new ideas and experiences. Faith is a process of exploration and discovery, and it requires us to be willing to take risks and to trust in something that we cannot see or touch. Faith is a leap of faith that requires us to have courage and to be willing to take risks. Faith is an essential part of life, and it is necessary for finding meaning and purpose. It requires us to trust in something greater than ourselves, and to be willing to take risks and explore new ideas and experiences. Faith is a journey, and it requires us to have courage and to be open to the unknown. Faith is a leap of faith that requires us to trust in something that we cannot see or touch. Main idea number 14. Commitment is essential for achieving our goals. It requires us to be dedicated and persistent in our efforts, no matter how difficult the task may be. We must be willing to put in the hard work and dedication necessary to reach our goals. We must also be willing to accept the consequences of our actions, both good and bad. Commitment is not just about doing what is necessary to reach our goals, but also about accepting the responsibility for our actions and the results they bring. Commitment is also about having the courage to take risks and to make sacrifices in order to reach our goals. We must be willing to take risks and to make sacrifices in order to reach our goals. We must also be willing to accept the consequences of our actions, both good and bad. Commitment is not just about doing what is necessary to reach our goals, but also about having the courage to take risks and to make sacrifices in order to reach our goals. Commitment is also about having the discipline to stay focused and to stay on track. We must be willing to stay focused and to stay on track, no matter how difficult the task may be. We must also be willing to accept the consequences of our actions, both good and bad. Commitment is not just about doing what is necessary to reach our goals, but also about having the discipline to stay focused and to stay on track. Commitment is also about having the resilience to keep going even when things get tough. We must be willing to keep going even when things get tough, no matter how difficult the task may be. We must also be willing to accept the consequences of our actions, both good and bad. Commitment is not just about doing what is necessary to reach our goals, but also about having the resilience to keep going even when things get tough. Main idea number 15. Self-esteem is an important factor in personal growth and development. It is the belief in our own worth and capabilities, and it is essential for us to be able to reach our full potential. Self-esteem is not something that is given to us, but something that we must cultivate within ourselves. We must learn to recognize our own strengths and weaknesses, and to be confident in our abilities. We must also learn to accept ourselves for who we are, and to recognize our own worth. Self-esteem is not something that can be achieved overnight, but rather something that must be worked on over time. It requires us to be honest with ourselves and to take responsibility for our own actions. We must learn to be comfortable with ourselves and to accept our flaws and imperfections. We must also learn to be kind to ourselves and to forgive ourselves for our mistakes. By doing this, we can begin to build a strong sense of self-esteem and self-confidence. The Road Less Traveled by M. Scott Peck is an excellent resource for those looking to build their self-esteem. It provides valuable insight into the importance of self-esteem and how to cultivate it. It also offers practical advice on how to overcome negative thoughts and feelings, and how to develop a positive attitude. By following the advice in this book, we can learn to recognize our own worth and to be confident in our abilities. Main idea number 16. Empathy is the ability to understand and share the feelings of another. It is a powerful tool for connecting with others, and it can help us to better understand their perspectives and experiences. Empathy requires us to be open to different points of view and to be willing to put ourselves in someone else's shoes. It is an essential part of building relationships and creating a sense of community. Empathy can also help us to be more compassionate and understanding of others, and it can help us to resolve conflicts in a more peaceful and productive way. Empathy is a skill that can be developed and strengthened over time. It requires us to be mindful of our own feelings and to be aware of the feelings of those around us. We can practice empathy by actively listening to others, being open to different perspectives, and showing compassion and understanding. By cultivating empathy, we can create stronger relationships and build a more compassionate and understanding world. Main idea number 17. Integrity is a fundamental part of personal growth and development. It requires us to be honest and consistent in our actions, and to always strive to do the right thing. Integrity means being true to ourselves and our values, and not compromising our beliefs for the sake of convenience or popularity. It means being accountable for our words and actions, and taking responsibility for our mistakes. Integrity also means being honest with ourselves and others, and being open to constructive criticism. It means being willing to admit when we are wrong and to learn from our mistakes. Integrity is essential for building trust and respect in our relationships, and for creating a positive environment in which we can grow and thrive. Integrity is not always easy to maintain, especially in a world where it can be difficult to stay true to our values. It requires us to be mindful of our thoughts and actions, and to make conscious decisions that are in line with our beliefs. It also requires us to be honest with ourselves and others, and to be willing to take responsibility for our mistakes. Integrity is a lifelong journey, and it is important to remember that we are all works in progress. With dedication and perseverance, we can all strive to live with integrity and to be the best versions of ourselves. Main idea number 18. Courage is an essential part of life. It is the ability to face our fears and take risks, even when we are uncertain of the outcome. Courage requires us to be brave and have faith in ourselves, even when we are afraid. It is the willingness to take a chance and to trust that we can handle whatever comes our way. In his book The Road Less Traveled, M. Scott Peck explains that courage is not the absence of fear, but rather the ability to confront our fears and take action despite them. He states that courage is not a single act, but rather a process of facing our fears and taking risks. He also emphasizes that courage is not a trait that we are born with, but rather something that we must cultivate and practice in order to become more courageous. Courage is an important part of life, and it is something that we must all strive to cultivate. It is the ability to take risks and to trust in ourselves, even when we are afraid. It is the willingness to take a chance and to believe that we can handle whatever comes our way. Courage is not something that we are born with, but rather something that we must practice and develop in order to become more courageous. Main idea number 19. Gratitude is an essential part of finding joy and contentment in life. It requires us to be thankful for the blessings we have, no matter how small they may seem. Gratitude is a powerful emotion that can help us to appreciate the good things in our lives and to recognize the efforts of those around us. It can also help us to be more mindful of our own actions and to be more generous with our time and resources. When we practice gratitude, we are able to recognize the beauty and abundance in our lives. We can be thankful for the people who have helped us, the opportunities we have been given, and the experiences that have shaped us. Gratitude can also help us to be more compassionate and understanding of others, and to recognize the interconnectedness of all life. It can help us to be more present in the moment and to appreciate the small moments of joy that life has to offer. The Road Less Traveled by M. Scott Peck encourages us to practice gratitude in our daily lives. He reminds us that it is important to take the time to recognize and appreciate the blessings we have, and to be thankful for the people and experiences that have enriched our lives. Gratitude can help us to find joy and contentment in life, and to live with a greater sense of purpose and meaning. Main idea number 20. Self-care is an important part of our overall health and well-being. It involves taking the time to nurture ourselves and prioritize our own needs. This can include activities such as getting enough sleep, eating a balanced diet, exercising regularly, and taking time to relax and unwind. It also involves taking care of our mental health, such as engaging in activities that bring us joy, connecting with friends and family, and seeking help when needed. Self-care is not selfish, it is essential for maintaining our physical and mental health. In his book The Road Less Traveled, M. Scott Peck emphasizes the importance of self-care. He states that self-care is the foundation of all growth and development. He encourages us to take the time to nurture ourselves and to prioritize our own needs. He also emphasizes the importance of taking care of our mental health, as this is essential for our overall well-being. Self-care is an important part of our lives and it is essential for maintaining our physical and mental health. Taking the time to nurture ourselves and prioritize our own needs is essential for our well-being. We should all strive to make self-care a priority in our lives, as it is the foundation of all growth and development. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.km. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.